bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. It's hard to yell when the bat rails in your mouth. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. 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 Bring them out.
It's time to salute your sports on KCOU 88.1 FM and KCOU.FM.
What'd she say? I can't understand her. What? What?
Officer, will you escort this young lady out, please?
Hello. Hello, everyone. And welcome to the September 5th edition of Salute Your Sports. I'm Matthew Terry. With me, James Stanley producing, Chris Mitchell alongside me. And James, I'm going to start off the show. I'm honestly impressed with the things you managed to find to lead in the show every week, because they somehow managed to get dumber and dumber as time goes on.
Yeah, that one just came from today. It's during, Jack Dorsey's congressional testimony, and they're trying to confirm a new Supreme Court justice for the United States. And that was Mr. Long, representative from Missouri, mocking an alt-right protester who made their way into the courtroom and was trying to throw the whole hearing off, saying that it's all rigged, and you know how the rest of that goes. But
of course,
he must be an auctioneer in his off time, because he started mocking her by doing his own auctioneer take.
Fantastic.
I feel like I've heard someone from some Missouri rep do something like that before, and it was probably him. So I'm glad that he gets a chance
national
to do that.
Recognition.
Well, yeah.
You know, I found that on Twitter earlier today, and I was just thinking, wow, that's really funny. And then it pans to Mr. Long, and it says, Mr. Long, Missouri. Only someone from Missouri could pull that off. But welcome to Salute Your Sports.
Yes.
My name is James Stanley with Matthew Terry and Chris Mitchell in-house today in the basement of the MU Student Center. We thank you for spending your Wednesday afternoon with us on Drive Time as we will go ahead and run through what is on today's slate, Terry.
Yes, of course. Well, thank you, James. We've got a bit of a interestingly packed show. Of course, Mizzou football kicked off this past weekend on Saturday. We're going to talk about their win over UT Martin, along with their upcoming game against Wyoming this Saturday. Mizzou soccer, along with that, has kicked off. They've had a bit of a rough start to the season, a bit of some tough breaks. We're going to talk about that. And along with that, we're going to dive into the Mizzou Athletic Hall of Fame class for 2018. And of course, or nah, and then we've got another something special, another new segment to end the show today. We're just bringing out all the new stuff because we just love to surprise our listeners and give them as great as content as we can.
Can we tell them what it is now? I feel like we should wait.
What?
Nothing. I guess we're telling them now.
From my dad.
Actually, the soundbite didn't work.
Oh, fantastic.
It's fine.
All right. So we're going to keep everyone surprised. We're just going to keep that under wraps until we get towards the end of the show. In which case, hopefully we'll have everything sorted out. But we're going to kick things off with some Mizzou football. Like I said, they won over UT Martin this week at Faurot Field with a 51-14 victory. Drew Locke going 19-25, 289 yards and 4 touchdowns, as he attempts this year to surpass the 44 touchdowns he threw last year, which was an SEC record. He's off to a good start already. Most of those yards went to Emmanuel Hall, who had 4 catches for 171 yards and 2 touchdowns. And in this game, that's exactly what I wanted to see for the Tigers personally, is that the offense didn't miss a beat. Emmanuel Hall was still great. Drew Locke showed a lot. And the best part is the offense didn't really even have to do much to beat UT Martin. They just had to do pretty standard offensive things.
They did exactly what they needed to do, and that was win that game by a margin of nearly 50 points. What were our predictions? I had 51-10.
I don't think I predicted the score, but I predicted something.
But
like, I know if I did, I would have predicted something similar.
The only miscue they had was early on in the game, I would have to say, and that's, 4th and 5 from the Missouri 30-aught yard line, and they allowed a fourth down conversion, which then ensued to a touchdown a few plays later.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only real gaffe I can say that the defense made.
Yeah, the defense wasn't perfect, but that's, you don't need it to be. You need it to do what it did. They only allowed 14 points to UT Martin, a touchdown in the second quarter and a touchdown in the third quarter. And what it shows for me is that they did better than last year's opener when they gave up 35 first half points to Missouri State. And seeing that they only gave up 14 to UT Martin tells me that the defense is on the right track, at least. It didn't start out as bad as last season, and hopefully can carry over from how it ended last year with the way the defense was able to play and able to create plays, generate turnovers, and just get the ball back for the offense to do its work.
Yeah, when I was talking about the game with some people in studio, we were thinking that it would probably, it wouldn't be, you know, preferable for this to happen, but it wouldn't be like all that shocking if Mizzou ended up giving up like 21 or like 28 points to UT Martin. And them only giving up like two touchdowns was kind of shocking, but also very, I was very relieved that the Mizzou defense was starting off the year on such a pretty solid track.
Speaking of the defense, how about someone in this program stepping up and being a leader? That's something that's lacked the last two or three years. And to me, one of the last true leaders on this Missouri Tiger football program was Shane Ray with the Burn Your Boat speech back in 2013. And
Know what happened in that 2013 team.
That was a really good team. Won the Cotton Bowl, went to the SEC championship. And
11-1 regular season.
Basically, that now DeMarcus Acy and possibly Terry Beckner Jr. along with the mix, I can't remember exactly what I heard on the telecast of Saturday's game, but it was at least DeMarcus Acy made the defense come in early on Friday and watch the Missouri State game and showed them this is not how to play defense. We've got to do something different against an FCS school.
Yeah, definitely, and it's good to have those vocal leaders on a team like that because this defense does have talents. Adam Sparks is a very talented cornerback. He still needs to get his feet on him a little bit. This defensive line is overflowing with talent with players like Terry Beckner Jr. And the linebacking core, very serviceable and can make plays when they need to. They just need to put it all together and they need a leader. So to see someone like Terry Beckner, to see someone like DeMarcus Acy come in and show that, that's a really good sign to me.
Yeah, it means a lot when you see someone like DeMarcus Acy, who struggled a little bit last year, as did most of the Mizzou secondary, to see him come up out the gate game one, ready to be a leader for that secondary and for most of the Mizzou defense is a really good sign. And I hope that sort of carries over, especially into these tougher games where they're going to need someone to shore up and bolster the Mizzou secondary.
Something good for me that I saw looking at these UT Martin stats is Mizzou held him to 94 yards on 30 runs. For a 3.2 yards per carry, the longest run they gave up was 15 yards to Peyton Logan. And that is good stats for a team holding another opponent, no matter the quality, to about three yards per rush. That's a very good defensive average.
We'll have to see how that looks against Georgia week 5.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that's going to be a very different story. But so far,
I completely agree.
Yeah. But
the way the defense played last year in the opener compared to how they played this year in the opener shows a lot of good signs for me.
But so far, Missouri is doing what they need to do, and that's beat a school like UT Martin. Because in the past, it's Missouri loses games they shouldn't, and they win games that they shouldn't win.
And not only do they beat a team like UT Martin, but they beat them dominantly. 24 points in the first quarter, or in the second quarter, rather. 14 in the first quarter, putting up 38 points in the first half, which is more than they put up against SEMO in 2015 or whatever. And they didn't give up 30 points in the first half like they did to UT Martin in 2017. If they can get both sides of the ball working together, good things can happen for this Missouri Tiger team. Another aspect that I wanted to talk about real quick before we take a short break, and then after the break we'll get into the Wyoming game, is the freshman wide receivers. Cam Scott only had one catch, 70-yard touchdown.
Yeah.
Jalen Knox, two catches for 32 yards. If we can see receivers like that stepping up in place of Jamon Moore, who left, and really taking over that number two, number three wide receiver role, because Mizzou needs that second outside receiver with Emmanuel Hall on one side and Jonathan Johnson in the slot. So if someone can lock down, like Cam Scott, lock down that second outside wide receiver role, it can mean very good things for the Missouri offense.
Well, now not to mention Albert O could do that as well as a tight end. He's the most utilized tight end that this university's had in 4 or 5 years, going back to Michael Agnew, the 2011 season.
Yeah.
And Also, one thing I think that kind of slips underneath the surface is that Drew Locke did not throw an interception, and he completed 78% of his passes. Is that the right?
78 or 75, something in the 70s.
It was in the 70s, and if he keeps this trend up, his completion percentage has gone up every year, and it's gone up by like 5 or 6 points. So, I mean, that's very difficult to complete 70% of your passes.
76.
76%.
Hey, 19 for 25.
But it
pretty good.
Talking with some Mizzou fans this weekend, what kind of numbers would it take for Drew Locke to be seriously considered as a Heisman candidate? Because what they were saying was 6 touchdown passes against UT Martin and like 500 yards of offense.
He needs to put up the stats he did last year, but Mizzou needs to win more than 7 games.
Very well.
That is a very interesting aspect that unless you put up video game numbers like Lamar Jackson did with Louisville, you need to win 9-10 games as a quarterback to be considered for the Heisman. If Drew throws for 40 more touchdowns and throws for 4,000 yards while leading Mizzou to an SEC East division title and an SEC, not winning the SEC championship, but getting to that game, it can certainly put him in that top three for the Heisman. But he's going to need to put up similar stats to last year, and the team as a whole is going to need to win more. So that is it for this game against UT Martin. Don't really have much to say. It's about what we expected from this Missouri Tigers team. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, the Tigers host the Wyoming Cowboys. You're listening to Salute Your Sports here on KCOU 88.1 FM. We'll be right back. I should have stayed on the phone. I should have listened to my own mind. You know. Sign up for you. I'm not a present for your friends to open. This boy's too young to be.
KCOU would like to thank Cafe Berlin for their support. Check out Cafe Berlin's delicious and diverse brunch menu at CafeBerlinComo.com. Looking for a fun night out in Colombia? Check out Cafe Berlin's live music calendar on their website as well. Thank you, Cafe Berlin, for your continued support of KCOU Columbia 88.1 FM.
Whether it be t-shirts for your charity event or jerseys for your intramural team, let One-to-One Print Shop handle your custom apparel needs. Need some inspiration in crafting a logo or design? Follow them on Facebook and Instagram at One-to-One Print Shop and check out some of their latest work. Or check out their website at onetoonprintshop.com. That's onetoonprintshop.com. One-to-One Print Shop is the place to get custom apparel in Columbia.
Welcome back. Salute Your Sports here on KCOU 88.1. I am Matthew Terry, James Stanley, Chris Mitchell, both alongside me. Your KCOU show for all Mizzou sports, Mizzou football. There's a big game this weekend coming up against Wyoming, against these Mountain West foes. Mizzou 1-0 already this season. Wyoming coming off a loss to Washington State this past week. And this is a Wyoming team that's going to be a lot tougher than most Tiger fans may think. Wyoming is returning a lot of its 2017 defense that led the country in takeaways last year. And with Drew Locke, someone that struggled with interceptions in the past against quality opponents, this Wyoming team might give him a little bit of trouble.
That was an accident.
Okay.
I was loading up another soundbite.
I never know with you. Although the terrified look in your face made me think that was an accident.
That's the face of everything's going according to plan. I don't know about you.
Of course, also talking about this Wyoming team, we of course, those who follow the NFL draft know that they had a quarterback taken top 10 last year in Josh Allen. However, at least in my opinion, that's not really going to hurt as much as most people would think. The offense wasn't good even with the talented Allen at quarterback last year. They did lose a lot of their playmakers going into the 2017 season. But here in this 2018 season, they did lose Josh Allen. They returned most of those other players. This Wyoming team's going to give Mizzou a bit of a struggle.
No, I think you're right, Matthew, on that one. Always seems like a team comes in early in the year and Mizzou has issues with it. Citing Indiana back in 2014, they came in and upset that Mizzou football team, which, again, if they had not lost Indiana, they might have been in contention for the college football playoff. Instead, they go to the SEC championship, lose, and they end up in
the Buffalo Wild Wings Citrus Bowl.
Beating the Minnesota Gophers.
Ah, yes. That was a game where Matty Mock ran someone over.
Matty Mock's... That was his high watermark.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely.
Because after that season...
Yeah, the next season was 2015. We all know what happened with Matty then.
Yep.
You know, one of the first things he did when he came on campus?
I believe I've heard the story, but go on.
He stole James Franklin's moped, and he crashed it into a dumpster near... where Bengals used to be. Bengals, mm-hmm. which is where that was on Elm Street.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And apparently he was trying to get like two girls on it, and it's only meant for like one person. So as soon
classic
as he did
Matty
that,
Mock.
Yep.
He did that during, I want to say it was, might have even been during summer welcome.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
But if you're doing that, and you know, I don't know how in the world that, well, he was a good quarterback. I'll give him that.
Yeah, he was a decent
quarterback.
He was fine.
He was part of the reason why Mizzou made the SEC championship 2013.
In 2014 he did have he came up when he needed to, but other than that, Matty Mock was not the best of quarterbacks. Matty had his moments, but anyways, Matty Mock very much gone from this Missouri program. Yep, which is fine because Mizzou has Drew Locke, and as long as Drew Locke and company stays composed, they can put up 40-50 points on Wyoming's defense, despite how good it is, because that's what Mizzou has done ever since their turnaround in 2017. And now here in 2018, Drew Locke and company can still put up points, and they should beat Wyoming. However, I am more skeptical than I should be.
That's the thing when you talk about teams like Wyoming or any of these like Mountain West type teams. It's like it always feels like whenever they go on the road to fight like a Power 5 team, they always got some sort of chip on your shoulder. So you go into college football Saturday with this feeling that, oh man, it's going to be it's going to be really ugly. And yeah, that's the impression I'm getting from this game. For instance, it's going to be a dogfight.
Is that kind of the chip on the shoulder that Nicholls State had going into Lawrence on Saturday?
Of course.
Oh, I want to talk about that a little bit. Maybe later. Nope. Shout out to Nicholls State.
Let's just get this out of the way. Shout out to Nicholls State beating Kansas 26-23. in overtime in Lawrence.
After Kansas forced overtime, right?
Kansas had to force overtime in that game.
And they still lost. They paid him, like, what, $440,000
to play.
And this is a program that spent a lot of money in the offseason renovating their locker rooms.
Yup.
You should see, I mean, Mizzou's getting a pretty nice locker room set being built right now.
Yeah, South End Zone.
The South End Zone. But KU's, you should see the pictures of it. They have a giant, ugly red and blue bird on the ceiling with, like a relief behind it. And it glows. It is the most horrendous thing in the whole world, yet it is also so beautiful at the same time.
Poetic, really.
It does sound majestic.
Anyways, yes, Kansas lost. Hopefully Mizzou doesn't lose this weekend. Other than that, not really much to say. Predictions for this game. I think Wyoming gives Mizzou a bit of a fight to start this one out. I give Mizzou to pull away in the second half. I have Mizzou winning 44-21.
The score should be 38-3. That's about what it should be because this defense should step up. Last week was really hot. The misters were not working on the sidelines for the players. This Saturday is supposed to have inclement weather.
Yeah, who knows? It might be leftover remnants from this tropical storm that's hitting the Gulf Coast.
So, you know, anything can happen in a game where it's slippery, and especially when the underdog, underdogs have the advantage when there's slippery field conditions. So, in this case, that will be Wyoming. The score should be 38-3, but I'm going to say final score 35-14.
I'm thinking something like maybe like 35-21, and Mizzou just ends up pulling away at towards the end of the fourth quarter when Wyoming's just like, all right, we've had enough. That's just a lot. It's going to be...
when the talents of Mizzou sort of like rears its ugly head and shows that, like, despite the fact these two teams might have the same similar mentalities and drives going into this game, if Wyoming's might even be higher going into it, because I think Mizzou might be looking ahead towards this rough stretch that they have coming up after this game. But I think Mizzou's talents will overcome everything else.
Yeah, this is sort of a game that's designed to make me feel nervous. So maybe I'm like feeling a little bit of that in my prediction. Maybe I'm being a little bit too of a pessimist. But yeah, that's what I'm feeling like. It was going to be just 3.5 quarters of just like absolute like nervousness, and then towards like, I don't know, maybe like the last 7 or 8 minutes, they just, you know, throw the last couple touchdowns they need, throw the dagger, and it's like, well, what was I worrying about for?
At the same time, if this inclement weather does hit and we do see rain, a bit of a downpour, I do favor Mizzou's chances a bit more because of the running game of the Tigers. Because of Demaria Crockett and Larry Roundtree and their ability to run the ball can limit a bit of that takeaway aspect for Wyoming. Maybe Drew and throw, like, because Locke might not be able to throw as many interceptions, potentially, in weather like that. Either way, I think Mizzou's going to come out with a victory in a game that will look and feel closer than we'll say on the scoreboard at the end of it.
You know, speaking of Drew Locke, and if defenses start to figure him out with the long ball, because, you know, he burned Arkansas on several touchdown passes of more than 60 yards. He had, what, 3 against Arkansas last November?
True. Yes, yeah, I'm sorry, go on.
But what's going to happen when these SEC defenses start figuring him out?
Okay, so what's to figure out about Emmanuel Hall likes to run fast down the sideline and Drew throws it to him? Aside from putting a safety 20 yards back, there's not much more you can do to stop it.
His accuracy has gotten better and better.
Yeah, and if they do that, it opens up the middle of the field for Albert O, opens up the middle of the field for some drag routes from the other side. Basically, the only way to stop the deep ball is to put another man deep, and that just opens up the field more. And that's why we saw a lot more success from the Mizzou football team towards the second half of the season when Demetrius Mason was kicked off of the team. Emmanuel Hall took his place as that deep ball threat, and thus everything started working out for Mizzou because it opened up the field. So that's my opinion on that, that it doesn't take much to realize that they like to throw deep to Emmanuel Hall. And teams already realize that. It's just really tough to stop unless you have a lot of playmakers, which unfortunately it's the SEC, so a lot of teams do have playmakers. But I think Locke and company will be able to do relatively fine against most other SEC teams, aside from Alabama and Georgia.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. It's just like, you can, it's not like Mizzou's offense is like that hard to read. Like you said, it's like Drew Locke's got very upfront, like, all right, here's the thing. We got the ball. We're going to throw it long. We're going to see if you can get it. Maybe we'll telegraph it a little bit, but it'll be fine because my receiver is going to make the catch and you're going to look really goofy. Which is like, yeah. What am I trying to say here? It's going to be harder against like SEC opponents because they have so many like playmakers on defense, but I don't think they should sweat it too much going into this season.
Definitely. So, in short, we all think Mizzou should come away with a victory. It's going to be close. It's going to be terrifying, but Mizzou should win. Quick words before we go to break and talk about the LC Chandler fun. LC Chandler impacted many here during his time at KCU and at Mizzou. And if you'd like to leave a lasting impact on Mizzou Student Radio, please go to the LC Chandler Memorial Endowment page on MizzouGiveDirect.Missouri.edu. Again, MizzouGiveDirect.Missouri.edu. Missouri.edu. Donate today. The LC Chandler Memorial Endowment will provide a scholarship for an out-of-state KCOU broadcast journalism student and funds to maintain station equipment so you continue to hear good programs like this and all the good programs that we have on KCOU. LC left his mark on Mizzou Student Radio. How will you leave yours? This is Salute Your Sports. We'll be right back, folks. To your crusade.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Missouri Army National Guard. Aired by the Missouri Broadcasters Association and this station.
KCOU would like to thank the School of Missouri Contemporary Ballet for their support. At 110 Orr Street, the School of Missouri Contemporary Ballet offers professionally taught classes in genres ranging from classical ballet to jazz. Right now, for just $30, teens and adults can try unlimited open classes for 2 weeks. For more information, check them out on Facebook at School of Missouri Contemporary Ballet or on Twitter and Instagram at School of MCB. That's School of MCB.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me, it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Missouri Army National Guard. Aired by the Missouri Broadcasters Association and this station.
Welcome back. You're listening to Salute Your Sports on KCOU 88.1 FM on this lovely Wednesday afternoon in mid-Missouri. Mizzou soccer has gotten off to a bit of a rough start this season. Already played 5 games, a 1-3-1 start. And the biggest part of this team that has struggled has been the offense. Just 2 goals in these 5 games. This Tigers attack has struggled to say the least, and of those 2 goals, one of them was an own goal. So a less than ideal start for Missouri soccer, and news got a little bit worse this week as it was announced yesterday on Twitter that the Tigers' number 10, their creative midfielder, Zoe Cross, has torn her ACL in a loss to TCU on Sunday, suffered the injury in the 86th minute of their 1-0 overtime loss, which marked the second consecutive overtime loss for the Tigers. Landing awkwardly, falling on the ground. This was Zoe Cross's first game this season for Mizzou since returning from the Under-20 World Cup, where she plays with the 3 Lions of the English national squad, which finished third at that Women's World Cup. And now her sophomore season is most likely over, as she tears her ACL in her first game back. So, gentlemen, less than ideal for Mizzou.
Yeah, that's not great, especially when it's never great when a player tears an ACL. And when it happens to one of your best players, especially when there's a team that is so dire in need of someone to create some sort of offensive spark, that really takes the air out of your tires.
Well, it's just making a bad situation worse, and unless they can miraculously repair Zoe Cross's ACL and get her back on the field within the season, which a surgery to do that and rehab program have yet to be found.
The season will be far over by the time.
It might even be next season.
Yeah.
This season is pretty much to the point where you just got to – the only takeaway you can have is just how can you develop to be better for next year.
Yeah, definitely. And the – aside from this rough start, a bit of a bright point has been the defense. Yes, they gave up 6 goals to Colorado, but other than that, in the other 4 games, they've only given up 3 goals. So basically, just got to sit back, play some counterattacking, and hope that you can steal some games 1-0 with good defense and no possession. But it's going to be a rough season for Mizzou soccer, although as much as we would love for them to prove us wrong, not anything looking too bright. However, on the bright side of things, Mizzou Athletics Hall of Fame announced their class, and it is led by Mizzou basketball legend Marcus Denman. Played was the guard for the Tigers from 2009 to 2012. Ended his career fifth all-time in points with 1,775. Consensus second-team All-American honors in 2012 when Mizzou won the Big 12 Conference Tournament in their final year in the SEC. James, what do you got to say about this?
A much-deserving spot for Marcus Denman. He was the reason why Mizzou beat Kansas in 2012 for the last time that the two teams played basketball here in Columbia. And just for that alone, he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
Definitely.
He could have had a terrible career the rest of his career and still made it. Just for that key factor. 9 straight points with under 2 minutes to go, and Missouri beat KU by 3.
Going into a little bit more of this class of 2018, which was announced just about 2 weeks ago, but we're just now touching on it. Now, Dominique Bouchard, a women's swimmer from 2010 to 2013, also inducted. Lorraine Ferre, women's basketball from 1980 to 1983. Mike Magic from football, 1957 to 59. Apologies if I butcher that last name. Glenn Ogden, track and field men's, 1966 to 1969. And Chelsea Thomas, a 3-time All-American pitcher for Mizzou softball, 2009 to 2013. All very deserving Tigers to be inducted in this Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and it's nice to see players brought out from, not from the main two big sports at a university, football and basketball, and bringing in even a Canadian swimmer into the Hall of Fame. And if you go to the Hall of Fame, the Mizzou Sports Hall of Fame, it's at Mizzou Arena. It's kind of in a corner. But there's all sorts of names, and it's not just names that you would expect to see from all the big sports. Not everybody makes it in. It's a little bit of a tough club to get into, if you will. But all in all, bringing in Marcus Denman, surprises it's even taken them that long. He's the only player from that 2013 or from that 2012 squad that has made it into the Hall of Fame. Phil Pressey might get a look at it, but he was involved in a couple of teams that had some issues after that 2012 season under Frank Haith. And Ricardo Ratcliffe might deserve a spot on that team or a spot on the wall. And then Lawrence Bowers would be the only other player I can think from that era, although he did not play on that 2012 team as he had a torn ACL.
Yep, and of course, if you, going again, reading through all these people from this class of 2018, it's a lot of athletes from around that time. Bouchard was 2010 to 2013. Thomas was 2009 to 2013. So, of course, we're, just now getting into some of these players, and it'll be interesting to see which players from nowadays in more recent Mizzou history of, within these past 4 or 5 years will join these Tigers in the Hall of Fame in the future.
Current potential Hall of Famers on Mizzou football right now?
Oh, definitely. There's Drew Locke.
Drew Locke.
Has to be. He's already second all-time in passing yards.
What do you think about Terry Beckner Jr.?
If he has a really good year this year, I'll see it. Unfortunately, 2 torn ACLs in his first 2 years does not bode well for him. I could see if he has another big year or two, Emmanuel Hall. Maybe Paul Adams, because he's been a rock in this defensive line recently. For football or for basketball, you obviously have Jontay Porter and potentially a few other names, but it's a bit early in some careers to be dropping this massive honor on them.
Yeah.
So that'll be a quick wrap up of this Mizzou Hall of Fame. When we come back, got or nah here. On Salute Your Sports, want to do a quick shout-out, however, to KCOU Sports social media. You're missing out on Mizzou sports action? Well, KCOU Sports has you covered. Follow at KCOU Sports on Facebook, on Twitter, and now Instagram, account brand new from yesterday, for live game updates, links to Mizzou student radio coverage of all Mizzou athletics. It's at KCOU Sports. We'll see you there. You're listening to Salute Your Sports here on KCOU 88.1. We'll be right back.
Well, I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time. But I watched the world float to the dark side of the moon. I feel there's nothing I can do.
College. Judge, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me, it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Missouri Army National Guard. Aired by the Missouri Broadcasters Association and this station.
From our days of recording in the basement of Kramer Hall, to becoming one of the most respected brands in all of student media, you are listening to KCLU Columbia 88.1 FM, a free service of MSA GPC.
KCLU would like to thank Cafe Berlin for their support. Check out Cafe Berlin's delicious and diverse brunch menu at CafeBerlinComo.com. Looking for a fun night out in Columbia? Check out Cafe Berlin's live music calendar on their website as well. Thank you, Cafe Berlin, for your continued support of KCLU Columbia 88.1 FM.
Now that I've gotten on the internet, I'd rather be on my computer than doing just about anything.
It's really cool.
The internet gave us a whole world of exciting new possibilities. So I guess this is a story of how it changed our lives.
Change your life. Change the way you do the internet. Go like KCOU on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at KCOU and on Instagram at KCOU881. Stay up to date on the latest online content, events, giveaways, and more.
You may be right. I think we're being followed now.
Don't look. Just play cool.
So what are you waiting for, young keyboard warrior? The wonderful world of KCOU is just one click away.
Try something new this fall. Get up on your feet and try a class at the School of Missouri Contemporary Ballet. Located at 110 Orr Street, the School of Missouri Contemporary Ballet offers classes to those of all experience levels. Class genres range from classical ballet to jazz and are taught exclusively by professional dancers. Right now, teens and adults can try unlimited open classes for 2 weeks for just $30. To learn more, find them on Facebook at School of Missouri Contemporary Ballet. Thank you, School of Missouri Contemporary Ballet, for supporting KCLU Columbia 88.1 FM.
Welcome back. Salute Your Sports here on KCOU 88.1. I'm Matthew Terry, James Stanley, Chris Mitchell with me, and we're about to get into everyone's favorite Salute Your Sports game show. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Or Nah, and I will give it to James Stanley to host this week's episode.
Well, on the theme of Mizzou Sports Hall of Fame, that is our Or Nah. Mizzou Sports Hall of Fame Or Nah. In case you're now joining the show and it's your first time listening to Salute Your Sports, how this works is that I have the names of some Mizzou athletes who are either in the Mizzou Sports Hall of Fame or not. I will read them to Chris and Matthew, and if they get the answer right, they'll get the ding, ding, ding. If they get it wrong, they'll get the...
Are you sure about that? Because you messed it up a decent amount last week.
We are doing better this week. We only had one miscue this week.
Oh, yeah, so far. And the game hasn't even started yet.
It's a little bit like Drew Locke's passing percentage getting better throughout the years.
Oh, yes.
We'll cut down on this.
James's completion percentage sound bites on the show.
He's about to win the Heisman for talk show game shows.
Yeah, for radio show producing.
But yes, with that, it is Mizzou Hall of Fame or not. Or nah. And who would like to go first? Chris, you have won 2 weeks in a row, so it's up to you. You can either pass or take it.
I can go first.
Are you sure about that?
Let it be known that I've been listening to this, that this is my third week being on the show, and I just now realized this is the Who Wants to Win a Millionaire music playing in the background.
I just thought it was just some stock spooky music.
Yeah, nope. That's what I thought, too.
They use this on an actual primetime game show.
Yep.
Sheesh.
We used to use, which I have it, but the file got corrupted on the old flash drive, and it was... Do you remember the game called Mummy Tomb of Pharaohs? Did you play that?
I've never heard of that before, on
Windows 95.
No joke.
It was this, it's music like this, but imagine it sounds more Egyptian.
Ooh.
Interesting.
And I used that for a little bit, but then it quit working. So with that.
All right.
Chris, are you ready for question number one?
James, pull up your paper because I can see it.
Can you read the names on it?
No.
Okay, well, that's all that matters. I'll give you an easy one to start out with here. Chris, is Max Scherzer in the Mizzou Sports Hall of Fame? Yes or nah?
I imagine he is.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, sir.
That is correct. He was inducted a couple, 3 years ago.
Okay.
Not going to give any more hints than that, but yes, he is in the Hall of Fame, and Chris is up 1-0.
Why are you not giving hints about answers that we've already guessed?
I smelled something for the lightning round.
All right, Matthew Cherry.
Yes,
bottom
sir.
Bottom of the first.
Oh.
Is Ian Kinsler in the Mizzou Sports Hall of Fame? Yes or nah?
Yes, he did go to Mizzou. Wow.
Yeah, that is completely forgot.
He also played Mizzou on the Nevada Griffins of the Mink League.
Ooh, of course.
As did Bud Norris of the St. Louis Cardinals.
I am going to say yes, he is.
Ding, ding.
I'm glad I didn't overthink that.
One for one. See, this is why I was saying I didn't want to give you any hints about who else on Mizzou baseball could be in the Mizzou Sports.
Oh, that's what you were going to say.
But we will now move to basketball.
Alrighty.
Are we doing, different categories for, each round?
Well, no, I'm just going along with it.
All right, cool.
Chris Mitchell, is Kim Anderson in the Mizzou Sports Hall of Fame or nah?
Yes.
Man, you cannot stop this man. He is indeed in the Mizzou Sports Hall of Fame. He was inducted in the early 2000s.
Wow, man.
Which he is the only Mizzou Sports Hall of Famer to have coached or worked at the University of Missouri following his induction.
And despite how people might feel about him as a coach, he was still a great player for Mizzou basketball.
Oh, yeah. He set some records. He played on the Portland Trail Blazers for a couple years.
Hey.
Here we go to the bottom of the second. Matthew Terry.
Yes, sir.
Is Gary Pinkel in the Mizzou Sports Hall of Fame? Yes or nah?
I'm going to say no.
Man, are these just too easy and the buttons aren't working now? Ding, 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 ding. Does that work?
I see him pressing the button.
I am not sure why it's not working. But yes, that is correct.
Incredible.
Is not in the Mizzou Sports Hall of Fame. I would imagine that he will be.
He will be soon.
Oh, yeah.
In there shortly. And I would even be willing to wager that he will get a statue at Faurot Field.
Oh, yeah.
He'll get that.
The whole shebang.
And I could even see it going into the East Concourse Roll, the Student Center. There's a nice plaza opening there. I have a feeling we're going to see a Gary Pinkel statue in the next 10 years.
That'd be good to see.
We'll be seeing a lot of Mr. Pinkel.
We did just get the Norm Stewart statue.
Yeah.
That took so long to be put up. That is ridiculous how long that took. But
that's nice, though.
With that, all things are tied up into the top of the third. As we move to Mizzou football.
Are the buttons working now, James?
I hope so. We will see. There you go.
Hey.
Does that mean an extra point for me because I got that question right?
No.
Please?
All right, Chris Mitchell. Is Justin Smith in the Mizzou Sports Hall of Fame, yes or not? If you need a refresher on who he was a lineman for Missouri, defensive lineman who played in the early 2000s. I believe his last year was Gary Pinkel's first year.
Okay.
And he played on the San Francisco 49ers and won a Super Bowl ring.
I'm going to say yes.
This is the first time we've gone perfect. 5 for 5 so far.
I feel so much pressure.
Me too.
Matthew Terry.
Yes, sir.
Is Jeremy Maclin in the Mizzou Sports Hall of Fame? Yes or nah? Ooh.
Yes.
My goodness. This is getting too easy. We're gonna toss this up a little bit.
All right.
You have to dip into some Depression-era players.
All right, Chris Mitchell. Is Chester Brewer in the Mizzou Sports Hall of Fame? Yes or no? And that is who Brewer Fieldhouse is named after, and that's currently what the rec building is.
Just off the strength of that, I'm gonna say yes.
My goodness.
I mean, it was kind of easy when you mentioned the Fieldhouse was named after.
Yeah. He's got major buildings named after him. In the Hall of Fame? No.
Yeah.
All right, well, here's someone else.
I don't like how James seems vengeful right now and is going to throw a name out here that I don't know.
All right, well, Mr. Rollins, who Rollins Street is named after, and the Mizzou Athletic Fields. Is he in the Mizzou Sports Hall of Fame? Yes or nah, Matthew Terry?
Nah. Just the way you looked at me so assuredly.
He's trying so hard.
You wanted me to say yes. I could just tell by the look in your eyes that you wanted me to be so wrong there.
You can see it right now.
All right, well, let's kick it up a notch here. Is Ken Downing in the Mizzou Sports Hall of Fame? Yes or nah? Ken Downing is the father of Dawson Downing, and he did set some Mizzou punt records that they weren't held for very long. But he played back in the early 70s for the Missouri Tigers football program.
I'm going to say no.
Ding, ding, ding. Again, the sound bites are being finicky today.
Incredible.
That is correct. He is not in the Mizzou Sports Hall of Fame. Chris Osheski's title still in the grasp. He could go 3-for-3. Longest winning streak we've ever had on the show
was
4 weeks.
Chris Mitchell. Ron KCAU, Chris.
What did I call him?
Osheski.
Chris Mitchell. I've been thinking about Chris Osheski. I keep wanting to think your name is Chris Osheski.
Are we back to name dropping?
I'm afraid not.
Are we back to Casey? Are you name dropping?
All right, Matthew
Friend
Terry.
Of the program.
Kyle Gibson. Is Kyle Gibson in the Mizzou Sports Hall of Fame? Yes or nah?
I'm going to say no.
4-for-4. Well,
James is getting frustrated.
We can keep going. I got a lot of names on here.
We're going to have to.
I have a lot of names.
You can't stop us.
That was so passive aggressive. So we can do this all day.
Chris Mitchell.
James Stanley.
Is Aaron Crow in the Mizzou Sports Hall of Fame? Yes or nah?
I'm going to say nah.
Well, if it's ever going to, soundbite's ever going to work here. That is incorrect.
Ah, darn.
He is not in the Mizzou Sports... No, he is in the Mizzou Sports Hall of Fame. And you said he's not.
I said he is not.
So, yes, that is wrong. And the sound bites are still giving me issues here.
Good.
But
We talked you up so much before the game started.
This is for all the marbles now.
Oh, okay. Now I feel pressure.
Let's see if he's got it.
I'm not good under pressure.
Sean Witherspoon. Is he in the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame? Matthew Terry, yes or not? And this is for the win.
Sean Witherspoon is in the Mizzou Sports Hall of Fame.
Ah! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier!
Rats.
Down goes Frazier!
I had a good run. Holy smokes.
He was inducted last year.
Yeah.
Which I figured if you'd been to some Mizzou football games, they probably would have announced that at Faurot Field.
Probably. And I, once again, nearly overthink that. And I was like, it's someone that made, like, definite doing really... I'm sorry, I was thrown off by the music. Someone made a definite impact in the NFL. And, of course, he's in the Mizzou Sports Hall of Fame.
Some other names that of people who are not in the Mizzou Sports Hall of Fame, which this was a shock to me. Lawrence Bowers is not.
You mentioned that in the show.
Sheryl Crow is not in the Mizzou Sports Hall of Fame. Neither
Seriously?
Is Brad Pitt.
Unreal.
What?
I'm calling the chancellor right now.
Martin Rucker. He was an All-American for Mizzou during the 2008 Cotton Bowl season. Yeah. Is not in the Mizzou Sports Hall of Fame.
Hmm.
Neither is Justin Britt. Again, another All-American lineman for the Missouri Tigers and later on a Super Bowl champion two times with the Seattle Seahawks. Marcus Golden is not, once again, he's maybe, I don't know what the eligibility is period is. It might be 4 years.
Might be something like that because he's still relatively, and also I think they'd induct Shane Ray over him.
Yeah, Shane Ray has not been inducted yet.
Yeah.
Let's see who else on the list. Mike Alden. I thought that's someone who for sure would be in the Mizzou Sports Hall of Fame by now, as well as Gary Pinkel. You'd think that, well, I guess Gary Pinkel was more recently removed, but Mike Alden brought Pinkel to Mizzou, so... Again, that is pending. Henry also, Josie.
I want to go back to something you said earlier, just a bit of fact-checking. Justin Smith never won a Super Bowl.
I thought he won one with the 49ers.
No, because he was with the 49ers from 2008 to 2014. The Niners did not win a Super Bowl.
Didn't they win it with Colin Kaepernick?
They went to the Super Bowl. They lost to Joe Flacco and company.
That's right. It was Harbaugh versus Harbaugh.
Yep.
I forgot about that.
I'm sorry. That was bugging me, and I wanted to look it up. So, anyways.
Alternative facts.
Oh, yes, of course.
And then the last surprising one who's not in the Mizzou Sports Hall of Fame, that's Blaine Gabbert.
Ooh.
He did only start 1 year for Mizzou, I thought.
2 years.
2 years.
2009 and 2010. Then he left early, so I wonder if that has something to do with it.
Yeah.
Did not play out all 4 years. Some funny names I put on here that guys who are not in the Mizzou Sports Hall of Fame. Stan Kroenke. He did go to Mizzou. And Chase Patton, who was Chase Daniels' backup.
Okay.
And then Ziggy Hood is not on the Mizzou Sports Hall of Fame either. And
alas.
Neither is Barry Odom, which I kind of gave that away earlier when I said that no active coaches, there's no other active coaches besides Kim Anderson.
True.
Who have been in the Hall of Fame and coached a Mizzou sport.
Arch facts.
All right, we're going to take another quick break. But right before that, we're going to talk about Sports Saturday. Saturday in Columbia is KCOU Sports Saturday. Tune in right here on KCOU 88.1 FM Columbia for all day sports talk starting at 9 a.m. every Saturday. Cap off your Sports Saturday with coverage of Mizzou football from the student voice of the Missouri Tigers. Don't just Saturday, KCOU Sports Saturday. We'll be right back, folks.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
At KCOU, we constantly need custom apparel. Whether it be t-shirts for special events or performance polos for our sports broadcasters, the only place we trust for our apparel needs is One-to-One Print Shop. One-to-One will help your business or organization craft custom apparel at an affordable price. To learn more, go to onetoneprintshop.com. That's onetoneprintshop.com.
Look at me, busy as a bee. Where'd I get all this energy? Oh, man, man. I don't sleep and I don't eat, but I've got the cleanest house on the street. Oh, man, man. Get these hairs all out of my face. Get these bugs all out of my place. One more hit, no time to waste. Oh, man, man.
The Army National Guard is offering up to a $20,000 enlistment bonus and other tuition benefits to qualified candidates, including new recruits and those with prior military service. Already received your education or currently in school? You may be eligible for up to $50,000 in student loan repayment. Get the education you need to land the career you've always wanted. Learn more about these benefits. Visit NationalGuard.com today. Sponsored by the Missouri National Guard. Aired by the Missouri Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey Mizzou, did you know that research at the Wellness Resource Center indicates that 90% of MU students do not approve of being rude to other fans? This is why Mizzou has the best fans in America. This public service announcement has been brought to you by the Wellness Resource Center, Craft Beer Cellar, and KCOU 88.1 FM.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking.
Heading into the last few minutes here of this Salute Your Sports, I'm Matthew Terry, Chris Mitchell, James Stanley alongside me. We're about to wrap up another wonderful edition of SYS here on September 5th, 2018. And we do have something new for the listeners. We teased at the beginning of the show, but James, take it away.
Welcome, newcomers. The tradition of Festivus begins
with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
That's right. The first Salute Your Sports airing of grievances. I already have mine, but I want to save it for the end. James, your airing of grievances, it is your time.
Mine's have to go out to people who unfollow you on Twitter for no reason. All right. You know what I'm talking about? When you people who are following you and you've known them for a long time and then suddenly they unfollow you. Now,
I understand that because I tweet a lot of unnecessary things. So I get that if people unfollow me, I don't take it personally. I understand.
I guess I'm one of those people that is self-conscious about their Twitter to follower issue. So it just bugs me when I see one person unfollow me, I'll scroll through the whole list of 600 people that I follow and figure out who it is and be like, no follow for you.
Let's see. What's my grievance? I think my grievance is going to have to go to Ben Roethlisberger of the Pittsburgh Steelers or the Pittsburgh Steelers as a whole. Now, if you've been paying attention to some of the NFL drama, Le'Veon Bell, their star running back, has not signed his extension yet and probably will not see any action on the field until well after week one. And some players on that team are kind of upset, to say the least. More angry is the way to describe it. It's weird how they, like, the default is just to, you know, just kind of like hop on his case, you know, be like, he's not a real team player. He's not the starter that he thinks he is. In the case of Ben Roethlisberger saying he's not the only guy on offense, which is so weird, like, given how Le'Veon Bell has been so important for some of these playoff Steelers teams, especially like when, you know, Big Ben isn't throwing the passes like he usually is, or like defense isn't holding strong. It's like he is like your guy that will like help you, like, you know, like army crawl through the mud and all that. And he's not getting paid what he's due. So it's weird to see, like, especially people on like the offensive line or like your quarterback sort of like side eye you and throw, you know, kind of all that shade and whatnot when I guess you should be more focused on, like, propping him up, helping him try to get his payday so y'all can, you know, get that synergy back going and going back to trying to win games in the AFC North. I don't know. Just kind of doesn't sit right with me. It's kind of petty.
And to end this airing of grievances, I'd like to do a quick little story. I don't have class until 1 p.m. on Wednesday, so I tend to sleep in a little bit. And when I slept in today, I woke up at about 11:30, and I looked at my phone. And I saw that my beloved Atlanta Braves had already started playing. They started playing at 11:15 Central Time. And I looked and saw that the Braves playing the Red Sox were already winning 2-0. Ronald Acuna hitting another leadoff home run. The day was going great. Sure, the Red Sox scored in the second to make it 1-2, but the Braves held strong. Fulton Evich pitched great. They scored 5 runs in the 5th inning to make it 7-1, and it looked like the Braves, who were doing the best they've done in 5 years, weren't going to get swept. And
are you sure about that?
I was sure about that. Until the 8th inning came, the Red Sox scored 6. To tie the game, the Braves took the lead in the 8th, and then we gave up the lead in the 9th inning anyways. The Atlanta Braves losing. I'm very sad. I'm a sad man. Write whatever you want about me. My grievance goes out to the Atlanta Braves for just breaking my heart this morning. So that'll be it for Salute Your Sports. Make sure you tune in on Saturday for Sports Saturday and for Mizzou, Wyoming football at 6 p.m. Eastern. Tiger pregame live at 5 will be hosted by James Stanley. On the call is yours truly, Matthew Terry, and my broadcast partner, Connor McCann. Going to give a special shout out to my mother. It is her birthday today, so happy birthday, Mom.